When I went to Rome, I went to a church which I believe was the Dominus Jesu, and in it was the tomb of, I believe this was the right church, it was the tomb of St. Ignatius Loyola, whom I'm being Jesuit educated. I'm very thrilled to be there. I have a prayer of his I say every morning as I sit at there at the grave. And this icon, which dates from the 5th century in Rome, very good condition, is one that he prayed in front of quite often. It's called the Madonna of the Wayside, or the Madonna of the Street, the Madonna of the Road. So we find that one encounters Jesus and his mother on the road of life, as I did. It kind of, to me, it summed up my time that I was spent in Rome, that God, I encountered Jesus on the road in places that I didn't expect him. And this is what we find in today's gospel, is that Christ is on a journey like we are. And he has, the scripture has a phrase, it's actually translated to be correct. It would say, Jesus resolutely turned his face toward Jerusalem. The translation means he has made up his mind that he's going to go there, even though he knows he's going to be crucified. So he's up in just north of Samaria, coming into the middle of Israel, and he's got this on his mind. His journey has a purpose. He knows where he's going. And so the first lesson we learn here is, do you know where you're going? Does your life have a purpose? If we're following Christ, it's going to have a purpose. If you want to be my follower, the Lord says, you're going to have to go where I'm going. Where is he going? He's going to his death, and he's going to the cross. So when we go to follow the Lord, we're going to be given a cross, and he's going to ask us to die to ourselves. The cross we need in our hands in order to open the door of heaven. So we can try to avoid it. Now the first man comes up to him, and Jesus is walking along. He's just been rejected by a whole town, you know. And he says, I'll follow you wherever you go. And Jesus says to him, not so fast. Not so fast. Are you really willing to go where I'm going to go? Do you realize that I don't have a home? That I have no place to lay my head? This man was a scribe. He had money. He was well connected. Was he really willing to give that up? So Jesus was saying to him, if you follow me, count the cost. I'm going to be very challenging to you. I'm not going to make it easy. When we go to follow Christ, we can tend to get this idea that God somehow promised us a comfortable life, or that there are certain things that we ought to have, and if we don't, that God doesn't love us. Why did you allow my health to fail? Why did this person die? Why have I lost my job and I haven't gotten a better one yet? But Christ promises a cross, and he didn't tell us we could pick our own out. How many of you picked out your own cross this week? Anybody have a cross to bear this week here besides me? So this last week, I left a jacket in Rome. I left it at the New York Kennedy Airport, and I was not very happy about that because it was a nice jacket, and it had my pocket computer case in it. I got tired of taking it on and off going through the checkpoints. I stuck it in my pocket, which was a mistake because the case and the jacket stayed in New York. So I was looking for a place to put my little pocket PC, and I got this travel bag, and it was kind of hanging way down here. And somebody after Mass one day during the week said, there goes Father in his little purse. So that was the end of that bag. Anyway, I had something that was kind of low here, and the darn thing got caught in the door at the grocery store and cracked. I said to the Lord, I said, so, am I the biggest sinner in Kaiser that this should happen to me? Yeah. After that, though, I said, Lord, you know, I want to accept your will. I don't get to choose my cross, you know. And it was a chain of events that began with Rome and ended with this cracked computer. So then 2 days ago, I put my power cord into my new computer, which I've had since October, and there was a short in the power cord, and a puff of smoke about this big came out of the power outlet in my computer. That was it. It wouldn't turn on. So I called HP. We took the battery out, and it turned back. And to make a long story short, it's history, and I have to ship it in. So now they're both gone in 1 week. And thank you, Dan, who helped get me out of the Dutch a little bit yesterday so I can function with my previous computer. You know, Dan, wherever you are. Dan, thank you, Dan. Little plug for our computer geeks everywhere. I just said to God, I don't get to choose my cross. This is part of your will. I have to learn patience, you see. There's a lesson. I don't know what it is. But apparently I didn't learn it the last time my computer caught on fire, so here it is again. I will follow you, Lord, wherever you go. Just don't let it be another computer fire. It says, not so fast. No conditions. Married a couple yesterday. I said, you know, you guys are giving each other a blank check. You do not know what's coming. Are you really willing to follow these vows? Richer, poorer, sickness, health, death do you part. And it's the same with Christ. We're taking those same vows with him. We priests do the same thing. The second person, Jesus asks him, follow me. And the man says, no, I've got to go bury my father. Sounds like a very reasonable request. Jesus sounds very unpastoral. Let the dead bury their dead. What does he mean? This man almost certainly did not have a dying father. That was a code language for, I'm going to go home and think about it with my family. We will go home. I will discern. I will get back to you. Jesus did not accept that. Why? He's headed toward Jerusalem. He knows where he's going. He's not passing this way again. This man has only one moment, and it's right now. If he misses that chance, it will never come again. He doesn't have time to go home and think about it. The moment has come. We often don't see these moments until they're long past. If I have a vocation to the priesthood or religious life, I will find a sense of urgency. It won't go away. Something I have to keep going, have to keep trying. If I'm called to conversion in my life, the time is now. If I have a problem with substance abuse or pornography or any other one of these things that we're trying to get out of, an addiction to some kind of food, I'm not very kind to some people at work or at home. Now is the time. Christ is passing by. He's our Lord, our Lady of the Road. We may not have a tomorrow. We always assume we do. Christ is going to his death. He says, come and follow me. I will lead you to the death to yourself, but you'll find life there. We want the easy chair. He's going to knock us out of it. Am I willing to follow Christ wherever he leads? Am I really? It's not easy. The third person is... apparently he was a farmer. Anybody here ever plowed a field? We've had a couple at each mass. I'll bet nobody here's plowed it with one hand and an oxen, though. But you know, if you're plowing a field, which our field was plowed this week here, and corn was planted, and so by this fall we'll be all ears here, you know. It's more than a kernel of anyway. Here we go. Lots of. Yeah, bad. Why did I have to say that on the tape version of this homily? If you're plowing a field and looking back this way, you're not going to plow straight. Just like backing up a car is harder than going forward. So what Jesus is saying is, yes, I am in your past. Yes, I'm in your present. I'm calling you from the future. I'm calling you from your future. The place where you are meant to be, the person you are meant to be. Between me, where you are now, and where I'm standing, there is a cross that you are going to have to carry I'm going to deprive you of things in your life. You're going to have to suffer, but the reward is worth it. You will walk with me on the road to Jerusalem. You will be my friend. You will sit at my table in the kingdom of God with the creator of the world and have dinner and talk as one friend talks to another. And have something to talk about, the journey that you took with him. And not the easy life you tried to find. And in the end, means nothing. A walk with Christ is challenging. It's not easy. And we don't get to choose our crosses. I would never have chosen the crosses of having two computers fail in 1 week. But God allowed it, you see? God permits these things in your life too. We can't choose. We have to permit. Lord, allow me to follow you the way you want to lead. We have a beautiful song of St. Ignatius that that Joel providentially picked out that I think fits that very well. Give me your love. Take my liberty, but give me your love. I willingly give you my life. So our Lord will periodically give us opportunities. Sometimes they will never come again. But if we're listening, he invites us to a depth of relationship with him like no other that we could ever imagine.